Good afternoon, Lafayette community, on this windy Saturday afternoon. Welcome to the Juice Bar for the second time ever. I am your host, Juicy Jack, and to my left, for the first time, is not the dependent variable, also known as Eli Crippen. Since I'm flying solo today, it's going to be a little bit more music than talking, but I've got some good songs picked out for all those listening that I listened to a lot when I was home over this past parents' weekend. So without any further ado, let's get right into the first song, Up All Night by The War on Drugs.
Thank you. is all I've ever really known. Playing records that I couldn't own. Walking fast into the ticket line. Walking slow to save a lonely night. I'm sweeping up at 9 a.m. Unable to pay my rent. Across the bar, beneath a mess of alcohol and cigarettes. There's 10 more hours of life I'll miss. But I don't even need them back, 'cause I found you. I found you. I can't believe I get to know you. Oh, I can't believe I get to show you. Marketplace. Freezing rain falling in my face. Heavy sky on the same old town. Heavy head, I'm slowly breaking down. I'm sweeping up 9 a.m. Unable to pay my rent. And across the bar, beneath the mesh of alcohol and cigarettes. It's 10 more hours of life I'll miss. But I don't even need them back, 'cause I found you. I found you. I found you. No, I can't believe I get to know you. I can't believe I get to show you. Get to know you. No, I can't believe I get to show you. I have never known till I found you. Till I found you. Oh, till I'm gonna find you.
So that was just I Found You by James Bay. Probably my favorite album so far of the year, his new album, Electric Light. The first song that came on was Up All Night by The War on Drugs, an album from an album released in 2017 called A Deeper Understanding, probably my favorite album of last year. next to Ryan Adams' Prisoner. I just love how Adam Grandisiel, his guitar just kind of sings like a violin if you listen to it. But I highly recommend you, anyone listening, check out both those albums, A Deeper Understanding by The War on Drugs and Electric Light by James Bay. So, as I said before, I'm flying solo this week. The dependent variable, Eli Crippen, is at a regatta. So I'm going to keep these speaking segments a little bit shorter than usual. However, this past weekend I was back home for my celebration of my grandfather's 90th birthday, so I'm just sending him another happy birthday to him. His birthday is tomorrow, the big 90. But over the weekend, I listened to a bunch of songs. My dad, for I'm assuming everybody that doesn't know, works and writes for a magazine called Goldmine, and also has a blog online called The Disciples of Sound. So a lot of my music taste has come from his playing of music throughout the years. He's a big fan of Eric Clapton. A lot of good guitarists. Stevie Ray Vaughan is probably his favorite. But recently he got to hear a new album by Doyle Bramhall Jr. that features Eric Clapton. And in a couple minutes I'm going to put on a song I just love from his the new album, Everything You Need, that I listened to when I was back home. But in being back home, it was a lot of fun. I got to see a bunch of friends. I don't know if they're listening right now, but if they are, shout out to all you guys. It was a great time. It was great to see all of you. Unfortunately, not playing any music that we played when I saw you, but I'd like to think I'm playing some better music. So this first song I'm about to put on is the Doyle Bramhall song I was talking about, Everything You Need to Know by Doyle Bramhall with Eric Clapton.
See, I'm gonna be the man to love you. behind the bar, leaning up against that classic car. Sure a cool man in your three-piece with your snakeskin boots. And hey, that sure is a cute little honey sitting in the front seat, touching up her lipstick with her hoop silver earrings. He said, damn right, I hung it there, 'cause boy, she takes me back to the days of Lincoln Continentals and Cadillacs. She was a queen of the red, white, and bell-bottom blues back in the sheep by her number on a matchbook days when you take her out for a drink and then you walk her back to your Lincoln Continental or your Cadillac. She looks so good cruising up and down. This don't take no shit from no one. All American downtown Main Street, all lined up shiny and black, Lincoln Continentals and Cadillacs.
That was just Lincoln Continentals and Cadillacs by Tim McGraw featuring Kid Rock, a song I listened to back when I was growing with my dad this past weekend. Oldie but a goodie, in my opinion, and a lot of people might find country a little repulsive, but here on the Juice Bar with only myself, I get to play what I want. So for any of those that aren't on campus this weekend, you might not know that it's homecoming weekend, and you might not know about the Juice Bar Game of the Week. The Lafayette Leopards take on Georgetown at home. It's 11 minutes in the second quarter, and Lafayette is already down 6-0. However, I've got good hopes for this week. The last time we did our show, we predicted a win, and we got it. So I'm going to predict another win here over the men in blue. And Hopefully it comes true. I'll find out when I get out of this basement. So I'm going to start with this. I was looking for something to talk about because I'm alone this week. So I went online, and I'm just scrolling through the internet, and the first thing that I came across of was this a video that someone had posted of a 9-year-old kid before he gets reunited with his mother. I was watching the kid is named Mikey, and Mikey was, you know, just started bawling, and it was very personal, not personal. It was very emotional. I don't know why I couldn't come up with that first, but it was it hit me. It was, you know, 1 p.m. when I was trying to get this entire show together, when I was just sitting in Fernon, and I was like, wow, this is really intense. And then I realized that it wasn't because he was crying because he hadn't seen his mother. It was crying because I had misread the title of the video. The title of the video was "Kid Gets Reunited with Abusive Mother." So after feeling totally awful about kind of having sympathy for this family, I read more into the story and found out that the father was arrested in Massachusetts, and the only guardian was his mother. I couldn't find anything, any sort of petition, on how to help the family at all, but just felt like I should open with that on this kind of middle portion of the show, just because it caught me way off guard, to be honest with you. I'd just like to remind everybody that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar, and I am Juicy Jack. So anyways, transitioning, I found a better story about a man in my home state, Connecticut, which you don't hear a lot of on the news, probably because nobody ever leaves Connecticut with a IHeartC t-shirt like they would New York or any other major city or state. It was about this man, Adam Vaines, who impersonated a officer of the law for 4 months, you know, like a liar. And so what he did was he ran into this guy, Keith Barnes, at a court in June. Barnes was there for some sort of speeding ticket, and Vaines began impersonating an officer in order to help out this guy, Keith Barnes, for no reason, no apparent reason at the time. They had no connection whatsoever, but for 4 months, the two exchanged text messages trying to help out this guy, Barnes, how to get this speeding ticket off of his record. And the real kicker of this is that at some point, they were both in Massachusetts, and Adam Vaines, the flagellant officer of the law, managed to get Keith Barnes to buy him a beer and a shrimp cocktail. But this entire story just completely baffles me, because at the end of the article, they mentioned that this guy, Adam Vaines, has been arrested 6 times for armed robbery and assault and Grand Theft Auto. I want to know how our detective Vaines here is just chilling out in the real world with the rest of the population. It's just completely beyond me. Like, 4 months, nobody thought to check on this guy after court to make sure he was, you know, abiding by the law and, you know, not being a liar. But eventually they caught the guy, Adam Vaines, and I guess they figured out that they were just kind of being stupid. And so they charged him with impersonating an officer, and they asked him, why would you do this? And his response was, and I quote, "I had no real intentions." So this guy was just doing this for fun, just totally, like, casually, just, you know, why do you do it? Because, you know, I just felt like doing it, man. I just completely was baffled by this whole story. The guy got it. Not only convinced someone that he was an officer of the law, but convinced a man he was an officer of the law and got him to buy him a beer and a shrimp cocktail, just totally out of the blue, you know? Anyways, he has a sentencing hearing in a couple of weeks, but I thought that was just... You don't hear a lot of these kind of, like, weird crimes from Connecticut, is what I'll call it. Anyways, transitioning back to some music... I have my first and only request of the year from my own father, How Good Can It Get by the Wallflowers. I gotta be honest, I haven't listened to this song that many times. It's only been maybe four times that I've listened to the song, but I can tell you exactly which album it's off of because I've always seen the album sitting out but never being played in my house. I do like the song the couple times I listened to it. I hope you do too. The next song that'll come on after that is Katie by Bob Schneider, one of my favorite artists. You might, if you tuned in the first show, you'd have heard his song 40 Dogs. This is a new single that he put out very recently. But let's get right to it. This is How Good Can It Get by The Wallflowers.
Katie, 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 oh Katie, can't you see? It ain't here where it's supposed to be. This place is dark. Nobody's hanging out. I know they said the house party was here, but I doubt it's gonna happen. It's a bummer because you know it's nights like this when the weather's just right. The bugs aren't biting. All right, it's not awful when it is. It's nice to be alive. It's nice to be alive. Whoa. No more to defend. If I try to get away, well, you can hold me down. Sing me a song, sing it slow. Hold me underneath the leaves, don't ever let me go. Alright, okay, it's not often when it is. It's nice to be alive, it's nice to be alive, yeah. Like everything's alright, I feel like you're like someone I would never meet. But here we are and we're walking down the street. And alright, okay, it's not awful when it is. It's nice to be alive, it's nice to be alive, yeah.
All right, that was just How Good Can It Get by The Wallflowers and Katie by Bob Schneider. Both songs that I love. Thank you for the request, Dad, if you're listening. It was definitely a hit to me, the only person I know that's listening. So just a quick update on the homecoming football game for those of you not there. It's 13-0 Georgetown with 5 minutes left in the second quarter, but I still have hope. For the team, we got our first win, and this is just the start of something better for the rest of the year. I'm thinking we win out, actually, but knowing my luck, just because I said that, we're not going to win a game for the next 4 years. So, transitioning into my weekend, last night I just had the distinct pleasure of seeing Glenn Tickle, a local comedian, come and perform. That is his name, as he'll have you know, which is shocking. He came and performed in Farrenon for anyone that wanted to come. Thank you to the Lafayette Activities Forum, as I believe they're called, for organizing that. I thought he was wonderful. Laughed well, got made fun of a couple of times, but it's all in good fun. Got some free pizza, too. If anybody out there can go see him, I'd absolutely go support him. He's a funny guy. He's got... His name is Tickle. I mean, that says about everything I could say about his personality. He's got a very clean show, family friendly. So if you can, just get out there and see him. He does mostly colleges, but shameless plug for him and his friends that came there. I believe he also teaches a comedy class. So overall, great dude, really fun. If you see him. If you have an opportunity to see him, absolutely go check him out. So, in case we have some new viewers in, I am the only one here on this sunny Saturday afternoon, which means I can only talk so much before I get bored with my own voice. So, I'm going to go right back to some music. I've got two songs coming up, one longer than the other, some indie and some more rock. The first one is Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend. Probably my favorite song by Vampire Weekend. I know that's probably an unpopular opinion amongst their fans or people that kind of just know them for Diane Young, another one of their songs. And the second is Voodoo Child by Stevie Ray Vaughan. So I'm going to kick it right over to Vampire Weekend.
Yes! the rest of my day.
Right there was Voodoo Child by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, and before that, Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend. Both songs that I love, completely different songs, actually. Probably could have fit those in a little bit better, but I'm still learning, as I'm assuming everybody that's listening would know by how choppy this whole show is, but... thought I'd take a couple minutes, because this is a new show, to explain why my name is Juicy Jack. So at the beginning of the year, during orientation, there was a little game my orientation group played that everybody had to come up with an adjective that started with the first letter of their name and... kind of, I guess, describe their personality, but because my name is Jack, that just, it's hard. J is a tough letter to come up with stuff, and good friend Claudia, I don't know if she's listening, but if she is, she's about to get a shout out, came up with Juicy. Why? I have no idea, but it kind of stuck, so I thought I should just mention that, because it's kind of a precarious name. You know, if someone called me the Juice, there's kind of some social implications to that name. Don't want to be associated, particularly with the fifth greatest running back in NFL history. But for the last time this show, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Juice Bar with only the Juicy Jack, no dependent variable. Eli is still at a regatta. So I'm going to play one last song, and I will be out of here, out of the radio waves for the rest of the week. But we will be back, hopefully, both of us, next weekend with a little bit more banter. So this final song is a song that always cheers me up on a gloomy day. Not that today is necessarily a gloomy day, but it always cheers me up. And this one goes out to anybody at Fairfield Prep, my alma mater, specifically T. Willie Shea. So this is Jackie Wilson Said by Van Morrison.
Jackie Wilson said it was written to you. Kind of love you got knocked me off my feet. Let it all hang out. Oh, let it all hang out. Hey, you know, I'm so wired up. Don't need no coffee in my cup. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Watch this.
That was Jackie Wilson Said by Van Morrison. I'd just like to thank everybody for listening to The Juice Bar with me, Juicy Jack. Tune in next week when we hopefully have the full crew here and we have some playful banter. But for now, this is me signing off. Thank you all for listening.